Across Africa, it's easy to see the direct connection between climate conditions and disease. In humid parts of the continent, more rainfall creates conditions where malarial mosquitoes can live longer and infect more people. In Africa's semi-arid Sahel region, the hot, dusty, dry season makes people more susceptible to epidemic meningitis. Finding ways to share information that connect climate and health data is one mission of Columbia University's International Research Institute for Climate and Society, or IRI. IRI climatologist Bradfield Lyon explains that in Kenya, for example, where some 1,500 weather stations collect detailed data, fewer than 50 make their measurements publicly available. This forces scientists to rely on global satellite data, which produce less accurate models for local climates.
It's actually a challenge to do that. I mean, there's different types of data sets we can view as climate scientists, like that which is remotely sensed from satellites. There are certain data analyses that are put together that sort of interpolate between stations what's going on, but that's not very useful information at a specific location, which is critical.
Indeed, while global or even continental climate data may be of interest in the abstract, people need to know about local climate trends. The best way to do that, says IRI epidemiologist Judy Omumbo, is to have daily records concerning rainfall, humidity, winds, and other weather parameters over decades. Those measurements can then be correlated with local health records to plot overall trends.
But because there are financial constraints, these often don't get collated and put together into a central database. Now, with the passage of time, there is a very high likelihood that this information will get lost.
Omumbo explains that obtaining climate information can be very expensive in Africa because weather services often rely on the sale of data to generate revenues.
So if you want to have the information, you've got to pay for it. And at the moment, the going rate is something like $2 per parameter per day. So if you're looking at picking up daily information or hourly information, it really adds up and becomes very expensive.
Omumbo has had personal experience with these difficulties. For example, she and her colleagues at IRI learned that a tea plantation in the Kenyan highlands had been taking daily weather readings every day for over 50 years, but it wanted to charge a high fee for releasing the data. But Omumbo learned that Kenya's National Weather Service also had the data. Her team asked officials there to provide the data free of charge in the spirit of scientific collaboration for the common good. Eventually, they did, and Omumbo was able to use the data to confirm that temperatures in western Kenya have been rising.
So a big part of our work is to try and build the awareness about the power of information and how by sharing information, you don't actually lose. It is, again, a benefit to society. And to be able to be part of developing that benefit is important.
At the Conference on Climate and Health in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Judy Omumbo is presenting policymakers with case studies and other empirical evidence that show how sharing climate data can help mitigate epidemics.
This is actually the real agenda behind the meeting that we plan to hold in Addis. It's to bring together policymakers in Africa and to look at the problems and the gaps, particularly about data information. We also have policy people working in the health sector in Africa coming as well, representatives from the regional office of the WHO, representatives from ministries of health, really at the highest level. If we do not address climate, we cannot address the whole development issue as well. Development is empowering people to be able to do for themselves.
Judy Omumbo is a research epidemiologist at the International Research Institute for Climate and Society at Columbia University in New York. I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News.